Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Remy. Batting third. The DH, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting seventh. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Jack Broemer. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Alan Ripley. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting second. The left fielder, Johnny Grubb. Batting third. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gary Alexander. Batting sixth. The DH, Bernie Carbo. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Horace Speed. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tom Berizer. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Rick Wise. And now, play ball. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Burleson. The throw from Alexander and he is out, Verizer applying the tag. One out. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball four. Rice moves to second. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a line drive into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy now playing shortstop. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Grubb moves to third. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fisk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn takes first base on ball four. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo strikes out. One out. Horace Speed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speed hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Kuiper reaches second base with a double. Speed goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Indians. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy misplays the ball. That's an error on Duffy. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-1 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Duffy. Kuiper scores. Verizer moves to third. Manning moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 2-0, Indians. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Grubb is walked intentionally. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a line drive towards third. Broemer catches it and steps on third to double up Verizer. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer hits a fly ball into right field. Speed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0-for-1 in the game. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. Thornton hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-1 in the game. Alexander hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Evans. Alexander reaches second base with a double. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0-for-1 in the game. Carbo hits a line drive into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Horace Speed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speed is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Speed strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a pop-up into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wise fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kuiper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-1 in the game. Verizer bunts towards the mound. Ripley fields it and throws to first for the out. Kuiper moves to second. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-2 in the game. Manning takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Grubb takes first base on ball 4. Kuiper moves to third. Manning moves to second. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 6-0, Indians. Bob Stanley now pitching. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-2 in the game. Thornton hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Alexander hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Broemer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lynn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott is called out on strikes. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lynn moves to second. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 0-for-1 in the game. Broemer strikes out. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-1 in the game. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0-for-2 in the game. Carbo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Horace Speed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speed is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Speed hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stanley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0-for-2 in the game. Remy hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0 for 1 in the game. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Manning hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Grubb hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Manning moves to second. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 3 in the game. Thornton hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lynn strikes out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. Scott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Evans strikes out. Two outs. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 0 for 2 in the game. Broemer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Scott moves to second. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 2 in the game. Duffy hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thornton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Alexander hits a line drive towards third. Broemer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Carbo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy misplays the ball. That's an error on Duffy. Horace Speed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speed is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Speed hits a pop-up into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Kuiper hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Kuiper reaches second base with a double. Carbo moves to third. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0 for 2 in the game. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Broemer fields the ball and throws to get the runner, and throws the ball away. Scott picks up the ball and throws it to Fisk, who tags the runner out. Carbo scores. That run is unearned. It's 7 to nothing, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0 for 3 in the game. Remy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rice strikes out. One out. Karl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Remy moves to second. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-3 in the game. Fisk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Remy scores. Yastrzemski moves to second. It's 7-1, Indians. Dan Spillner now pitching. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lynn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Yastrzemski moves to third. Fisk moves to second. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards third. Broemer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Grubb hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Evans strikes out. One out. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Broemer hits a fly ball into left field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-3 in the game. Duffy hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7. And Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.